Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? What's going on, y'all? You're now rocking with none other than Genuine and Rasweeta Carter, aka Switchblade Carter of the Splash Girls, and none other than the beautiful, the gorgeous, the ever so popular Chahersa Carter. Now, before we get started, I just want to take a moment of silence for the loss of an icon. This person set the bar for the rebels that was in the game, people who actually wanted to do something that had never been done before. So let's give a moment of silence right now to Prince. May you rest in peace, and may your legacy live on. Okay. We definitely had to do that because we're definitely going to miss him for real and everything. So, I mean, when I heard it, I thought it was a joke, but when I heard it, it was just like, wow. So, we just hope that, you know, the family and the people that were here will hopefully miss him and not, you know, use his name in vain. Okay. Tonight we have a huge show. Okay. We will interview the CEO of Lil Trisha Productions, King Solo, talking about her new project and the other things that she has coming up. And also, we're going to be debuting two tracks off of her mixtape. So you know it's going to be Lil's issue. Also, we're going to be catching up with Spazzo from the Splash Boy Entertainment family. And we will debut a new track, Formal Introduction. And, of course, we definitely saddened because we're still celebrating the life and times of Prince. So, we're going to have Purple Pride, you know, from one of his biggest hits ever, which is Purple Rain. So, yes, it's going to be really incredible. And on top of that, we're going to be joined in the studio by none other than Switchblade Carter, a.k.a. Switchblade Carter. Okay? So, we're going to jump right into this right here. We want to say thank you to everybody that's been supporting us right now. And to everybody who's, you know, really been trying their best to catch up with the shows and everything, please believe it's definitely going to be something incredible. This is just the beginning. Where we're going here, from here, at this point, you never know. So, let's jump right into it. We got a live interview right now with none other than the one and the only from Lil Trisha Productions. King Solo! What's going on?
What's good, baby? How you doing?
You know what? I've been good. I want to thank you so much for calling in today to the True Tea. And I got to say that I have to salute you and really thank you for, you know, all the great music and, you know, the different things that I've seen you doing. And, yeah, I just want everybody to know that when you talk about talent, you can never forget King Solo because he is the epitome of what it takes to be talented in the game.
Thank you.
So, no problem.
I really appreciate it, man. I really do.
Well, you know, it's hard to find good talented people in this day and age or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, when we're able to find that, then yeah, you know, we gotta go in for them. So tell me, what really got you into music, you know, in general?
Well, it actually started, you know, as everybody says, like when I was younger. Like, first off, like I had a lot of things on my mind that I couldn't talk about. So instead of really writing a journal, it was more like lyrics. Journal was lyrics.
Right.
And then that's just how I started poetry, you know, listening to like Tupac
right.
and Biggie and Eve, Ruff Ryders, Eminem. You know, all of them, DMX, and then I hear them rapping, and I just start, hey, you know, I can put my lyrics to a beat, too, and I just started doing it at the age of, like, 9, 10 years old, 11.
Well, you know, what tripped me out when I first heard you, Pharrell, and I'm not even going to act like I'm, you know what I'm saying, because you know how I mean you go, okay? So,
yeah.
I must say, I thought your ass was black. I swore to them. I told everybody, yo, we got this black chick or whatever. Shorty is the banging for real, the whole bit or whatever. And when I saw you, though, I was like, what the fuck? Seriously?
Yo,
seriously.
You know what? I remember that like yesterday, because you said, no disrespect, but you white? I thought you was black, and I said, thank you.
Because it was really weird, though, because when you looking at how certain people are or whatever, you don't really catch that for real. And you know what I'm going to do right now? I'm bringing in my co-host right here. Let's give it up for everybody for Switchblade Carter.
Yeah, what's up, Switchblade in the building? What's up, King Solo?
What's good?
What's good, man?
Chilling, excited to be a part of this right now.
I'm glad you're here too, a female on the mic, man.
Oh, and let me tell you the crazy part. Don't let her color fool you. She can go toe to toe with most of the people that's in this game for real. And on top of that, she made me want to step my whole entire game up. And you know, as being a part of LP or whatever, that's what she does. You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what was cool about it was, which we're about to go into this song right now. Tell us about the first time that you heard the beat to Where'd My Drink Go?
Oh, you said you want some info on that?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. So I wanted to drop some music, and big shout out to Genuine. He said, I got you with the beat. So I really appreciate that. I said, for real? He said, yeah. So he hooked me up, you know, we networked, and the story goes behind, it was my sister's birthday, and we went out to a club in Louisville, Kentucky, and that whole story is basically what happened that night. We went out with me, my best friend, one of my exes, and it was a crazy night. We were all over the club, nobody could find nobody. Every time we seen each other, we was like, hey, where'd my drink go? And I'm like, yo, I don't know, I'm fucked up. Where'd my drink go? And we was everywhere, acting a fool, just celebrating, like, everything. And I ended up, crazily, sadly, half naked on a stripper pole. Don't ask. Long story. You'll see if you hear
the nobody song. Got time for that.
Well, let me tell you right now. You know what? Enough talking about it. I think it's time for us to go to it. This right here is the world premiere of King Solo with Where'd My Drink Go, produced by yours truly. This, I'm telling you, this right here was a honor. Let's go. Thank you. Yeah, what the heck happened?
Foul on the motherfucking play. What the fuck? Okay.
Hold on.
That was weird.
I think we can play that back. I think we need to play that back,
okay,
bro.
Okay, start it back from the verse, man.
Yeah. Technical in the house. It's cool.
I don't know what happened either. Listen, I only played what you sent me, so I don't know how the hell that happened. Okay, but it's okay. It's okay.
How about we really play and restart that?
Yeah, try it again.
I just hit you back with it.
While we waiting on that, because I don't know what that was, but hey, I'm gonna make a
remake genuine. Where'd the song go?
Okay,
exactly.
Okay. Well, he's getting that together. He's getting that together. Every time he makes a song, King Solo, I say, make sure you put King Solo on something. I don't care if you say two bars. I don't care. Just say something.
Y'all respect me.
It's hot.
Every time your voice, I didn't know you were white either. I'm just saying, for real. I'm like,
no,
she's not.
I'm really not.
She can't be.
I'm white on the outside, baby. It's cool.
Y'all heard it on the true tea.
Yeah, because she is nowhere near white to me.
No, not at all.
I don't care nobody's saying. Okay, hold on. Okay.
You got it?
No, wait a minute now.
This is that bullshit right there. I'm mad
as shit right now because I've literally just that's foul. Okay.
See?
I got you.
So she has the right foul right quick before you air that. And then the V child that's on my knee.
Let me do that.
That was weird.
But guess what though?
That's the first
one
that happened to.
I was seriously.
Yo, that was good.
We
all sitting here like, yo, is that supposed to be playing like that?
Right.
Where did she come in?
Exactly. I thought the same thing.
Right.
I should have just started rapping
and
saying, play the phone.
I was waiting for you to rap or something. I was like, all right. Okay, hold on.
I should have just started rapping on that damn thing. Just with the beat.
You should have just started rapping and just. Yeah, you should do the live performance.
I know, right?
Because I don't know what that was.
No, you know what's going to happen. What's going to happen is we're just going to have to bring her back again.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
That's
what
we
tell you.
Bring her back.
Let me tell you, and I guarantee you that's exactly what's going to happen for her. So, yeah, okay. Hold up. I'm going to tell you what I'm pissed off about, though. It's not even the fact of me having to bring her back. Because, you know, we got Spasm coming up next for him.
That's right.
But what I'm mad about is the fact that, I was impressed just by the chorus. I was like, wait, what? You know, I was impressed by the chorus. I'm mad about this right now, but whatever. So we're waiting to get this loaded up. I don't know why this thing acting slow as shit, but whatever. But we're going to go to the other
right.
song.
It's all right.
We're
going to
go to the other song. We're going to do the other song. Fuck it. Let's go to money. And knowing you as much as you grind, this is self-explanatory track. So we're going to go to money. Playfully, this will be the right track. So this money for Keith Solo. Let's go.
Let's go.
I love the smell of money, so I guess you can't breathe. Seems like you're acting funny when I constantly receive. And get money. Watch I ride down the block, and everybody watching me like money. Non-stop, just watch my cash flow out of control. Beating down the block, hands go up like I'm famous.
like what the fuck. No, sit back in my seat, don't move with my trunk. I take the money, you make a jump change. Big bank, say low bank. No, it's not strange when you act brand new. Cause if I was you, I'd hate me too. You ain't seen nothing yet. Stuck in my rims real soon. End up being hit and sister louder than the boom. Bustin' through your windows, I fuck a lot of bitches. Why you think they some hoes? I fuck them so good, then I let them go. When I'm hot, okay. You in your 20s and flip the bill today. My rims are what you flip. I know, yes I know. I'm too real. I get money, then I spend. So I seem broke. But who's the motherfucker? Is that you? Me joke. My name is the hottest words being spoke. In 20 minutes I can flip your rim money. You stupid hoe, where'd your last go? I stepped on the scene and all I hear is straight. Echo, echo. But let me break it down some more. Cause YOLO in this bitch, running your cash flow. I'm living famous, and you win the purple. Get
money, get money, get money, get money, get money.
Some Oakland. Tell me when I go. Tell me when I go. Dum, dum. Oh shit! Okay. I see where you at. I see what you on right now. You ain't right. You ain't right at all. You ain't right for that.
Yo, true story, right, baby. True story. All that was true, man.
But
she said it so easily though.
Right though, I was like, "Damn, did she got the okay." I was about to eat 48. Oh, okay. All right, listen, that's what we got right now for y'all. All right, where am I drink up? Let's get that shit. Hope it's the right one, though.
Genuine music.
Hello,
club. We are here now. So you better stop, get down, LP. I wanna hit the bar, but I really got a piss. Free game at the crib and jug, have a bottle winner with. Walk in with $100 bill. I know I'll leave with empty. Struck as fuck already, but I need to be shit, babe. We came to crack the club, we came to fucking party. Fuck the damn shot, give me a bottle of Bacardi. Like, got me confused, I'm dancing in the mirror. My crew, so you yelling, what? I can't hear you, next thing I know, we on the stripper pole. Coke on my nose, felt like sour. But fucking VIP is where I go. Oh shit, maybe I'm past lit. Go in a circle. Wait, where's my friends stay searching like Scooby-Doo. And I'm so gone, like, what the fuck do I do? Head spins, I dance, strangers on my new friends. Now I'm in a trance, like, yo.
I'm just humble. Well, look, we're gonna have another artist come to the stage right now to join in with the conversation. Okay, none other than Spezzo. What's good, baby?
Yo, what's good, man?
What's good, man? Listen, I want to shout out to you for real, the whole Splash Boy Entertainment family. You know how we do.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Now listen. Before I get any questions to you, I want to jump into this track that was sent to me for real. Formal Introduction.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's the new
one. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Well, you know what? We going to go right into it because I know it's hot. So without further ado, Spezzo, Formal Introduction, look out for his brand new shit coming out very soon. All right? Let's get it.
Right. in the pump, I'm in the mood to start shit. Niggas been so fucked up, y'all can have that shit. Niggas heads fucked up, they wearing heels and dresses. I guess they'll be getting their plants for breakfast. Make their pants so fucking tight, they fucking nuts can't breathe. Man, I like my shit baggy on my feet, I rock trees. Fat though, like to rip the matrix asleep. So I cut them joints off to let my thoughts run free. Man, I stay constipated, cause I don't give a shit. Fat though, the general splash voice said this shit. Niggas ain't to the struggle, how the fuck you push your weight? Out here claiming that you eating with that dust up on your plate. Niggas heads up, they ass walking, looking all swole. Till I hit them in the chest, make them feel that wind blow. Burn his ass with the burner, make them change his name to Brandon. Brain surgeon, nigga, help his mind with expanding.
Some classic Timberland shit. What the fuck? Okay. Damn.
Yep.
Okay. Oh.
Sad girl.
I know, right?
Yeah, okay. Like, hey, yo, make sure you do a video for that shit. I'm gonna be in that motherfucker. I don't care what.
You know I am. You know I am.
So look. So listen. What do you have to say to all your fans and anything? Tell us about any project that's about to drop or whatever, and how can they reach you?
Well, I know the project I'm working on now is supposed to be my last mixtape, but it's going to be a double mixtape. And the first one, this joint is dropping in a couple months. It's going to be Spazzin' Season Part 3, Savage Nature. I don't have a title for the second part to the album, but we got that coming. I'm supposed to be working on something with Savilli the Don. Plus, we're trying to figure out how we're going to do the Splash Boy mixtape, Man Flames.
Whoa. Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
All right.
Well, you already know when it comes down to LP and Splash Boys, you know it's nothing but hot shit coming out there for us. So we look forward to whatever's coming out. And how can people reach you for real?
Say that again?
Can I put my input on something?
Oh, yep. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yo, Spaz, you hear me?
I hear you.
Hey, on your last thing that you putting out, you should put Every Beginning Has Its End. That'd be hot, bro.
You know what? I thought about doing that because I actually was going to name the album Deconstruction, which
nice.
is basically like saying tear down everything, and that was one of the concepts I had. Everything.
But that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow. Well, you already know that, you know, whatever you put out is going to be a banger for her. And tomorrow on the show, we're going to debut one of the songs that me and King Solo did with Israel. That's called Boombox Music. And we're going to do Before I Die with Hazardous, me, and Spazzo. So, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So you can hear you know, hear the heat that comes from us, Pharrell, you know, when we collab together. So, but I want to thank you and King Solo for calling in today. Most definitely.
Yeah, no problem.
No problem with that, man. You all got to support family.
This was great. This is it.
And I want to tell both of you guys, this is your house, right? This is your home. So you want to come through, chat it up for real, drop some new shit. This is the place to do it right here first. At the True
Pit. Yes, sir.
All right, so I holler at both of you guys, Terrell. One.
All
right, man, one.
All right, so there it is, y'all. Another hot show. We got a chance to celebrate. We got a chance to celebrate the life of Tyson Prince. We got a new song, hot classic song from Spazzo called Formal Introduction.
Right.
See that stands on right there? We got a chance to wrap it up with the CEO and founder of Lutricia Productions, King Solo. What? Really?
Money.
And we got a chance to go and get money. And then, where'd my drink go? You know what I'm saying? I told you, it's hot. So this is what we're doing right here. So all we're going to do is go from here and expand more and more.
Right.
Now,
yep.
I want to say one thing before I go. And this is it. If you are loving a person, caring for a person, like a person, be real, be honest, be upfront, and the games that you play with a person's heart, mind, and soul is not cool, not one little bit, for real. And believe what I'm saying to you, it hurts. So if anybody's thinking of playing with somebody's heart, remember, the person you play with their heart will turn around and play with it right back. Okay?
Yep.
And there's nothing like a person literally emotionally ejaculating all over yourself. I'm just saying. All right, would that be the case? Yeah, and all you sucker niggas will get that tomorrow. Oh, well, I'm genuine. That right there is. What? Who are you again?
You already know I'm Switchblade in the building, sir.
You know what it is right there. And this right here is none other than the True Tea. We will see you tomorrow right here again, 11 p.m.
That's right.
Eastern Standard Time. Holla back, one.
One.